All right, man, we're back. Another weekend recap. Episode 28. So
28.
So all that for nothing. We didn't catch him. We didn't catch him. We didn't lose it. Giants just won it. We finished the stretch down 18-3. Mm-hmm. What are we supposed to do? What else are we supposed to do, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? Down the stretch, what is it? They went the exact same. They went 18-3 also, I saw. We had the exact same numbers. I mean, dude, yeah. That's a race for the history books.
I know. We can't complain now. This is the playoffs thing has always kind of been this way. Now we just have a long game. Win or lose. Yeah. Win or go home, right?
Win or go home. First time Dodgers have played in the wild card since 2006, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was
if I saw correctly.
First time in 8 years that we haven't won the division, which is crazy.
Correct.
Insane run.
I know. It's a great run, especially the division's gotten better every year too, you know?
Oh, I know. And then that's how you but you bounce back after winning a title and winning 106 games. So that's how you defend your title and let's go. Are you all right? So
it's our first winner take all playoff game too, as a wild card. So
before we get into this, the wild card game, congrats to Urias, 20 wins. Is he going to
– big time.
Where is he going to finish? Outside of the top three finalists for winning 20 wins? He's the only 21 – it's been like 4 years.
I think he'll be in the top three. And here's the way I think about it. Okay, here's a question. If Scherzer started his season with the Dodgers, does he have 20 wins? He's got it, right?
Oh, for
sure.
Yeah.
The only reason why Scherzer didn't hit 20 was because he was at the Nationals.
The guard was hitting for him. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, if he's a Dodger the whole season, Scherzer's got easily 23, 24 wins possibly, you know? Mm-hmm. And okay, so this goes to my next question. So we got a one game playoff coming up Wednesday night. Last pod, we were all over Scherzer saying how Scherzer is going to dominate, he's going to come out strong. I'm getting a little nervous. I'm actually starting to lean the other way. What do you think about going Urias instead of Scherzer right now?
Which is not going to happen. They already said
it's not going to happen. But I
see what you mean. Oh man,
20 game winner. He's hot right now. He's a 20 game winner. I mean, Scherzer is not hot right now. We talked about his last two starts not being straight Scherzer stuff.
I think that's,
you know, Scherzer's the type of guy. Urias.
It's not. I mean, it's not a bad idea to bring up, but you just got to ride with Scherzer at this point because he's been here before and he wins the big games. But if Urias could come right off the mid relief, right?
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Scherzer on a short leash, man. This could go one of two ways. There's obviously everything can go one of two ways in life, but I mean, honestly, Scherzer usually then goes six innings of no hit baseball and they can't touch his stuff.
Yeah.
Or he might get into trouble early. And
if he's pitching that well, knowing him, but like, no, just keep me going eight innings. If I throw a game, you know what I mean?
I think the schedule fits up nicely for him because if we win that game, then game one, not to get ahead of ourselves, but game one is Friday.
Yeah.
Then game two, Saturday. Sunday and then not off day.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to pitch again until Monday. If Scherzer can go deep on Wednesday, he won't pitch again until Monday, game three, which would be ideal.
Hopefully we get a typical Scherzer game. He could go deep as he wants. And then obviously maybe if it's a close game, throw in Kenley in the ninth, obviously. And then he doesn't pitch until game three. We got Buehler, Urie. Dude, the setup's nice.
The timing and the schedule sets up actually nice for us. So I'll take it. The Cardinals lineup, dude. I'm not worried about the Cardinals lineup at all, dude. I'm really not worried about it.
You know, we're about Tyler O'Neill, Goldschmidt. It's a bunch of righties, right? Yeah, they don't have a bunch.
Goldschmidt hasn't been the same Goldschmidt since he left Arizona.
He turned it on late, though. Season. I mean, they are the hottest team going in, besides us and then and Giants.
Carpenter's how many years older
that guy,
now?
Dude, that guy, what happened to him? He was so good before.
Exactly.
The only thing, Wainwright's a
– Arenado.
Wainwright's a game or two, though, man. Obviously, he's been here before. I fucking hate the Cardinals and that they scare me, dude.
I know. The Cardinal way. That's what it is. The Cardinal way. That's what scares us. They've ripped our hearts out so many times in the past.
Like a best of five, best of seven, me. I would not be worried against these guys. Game, anything happened. I mean, we just lost the Diamondbacks. What was that? A couple weeks ago. Just all it takes is one bad.
I know. But all right, our faith is in Scherzer. In Scherzer, we trust.
I mean, that's why we traded for him. Let's talk about a couple. Some heartbreaking injuries, right?
Yeah. So, I mean,
Muncy and Kershaw. I know Kershaw.
Bad timing.
Could
be worse timing.
It's a horrible timing. Kershaw, you said it was our weakest link. Not that it was anything bad, but like, and Gonsolin's just probably just as good at this point in their career, right? Yeah. But it still sucks. It's Kershaw, man. Like, he's,
I know.
He already said he's out.
I think that's the last time we'll see him. I think that's the last time we're going to see him in a Dodger uni.
Is it? Is it going to be Tommy John too? So, what do you,
I don't know.
They don't know yet, right?
Do you even, is it even worth it to have Tommy John this point in your career at this late?
I don't know. I don't see how he does not re-sign with Dodgers, but I know he's from Texas. Maybe he does like a 1-year deal out in Texas, but that would be weird. I think they would sign him. He's like the Kobe, dude. You got to keep.
I know that's Kershaw's the problem. And I've talked about this before. Don't get me wrong. I love Kershaw. He was my favorite pitcher at one point. Yeah. Like, honestly, like, he's a true Dodger. But I mean, at some point, dude, we need to think of this as winning championships. We need to make smart business decisions, and if it means letting go of one of our faithful stars, I think we might have to do it, man. I don't want to make bad deals that aren't going to help our team just for sentiment. You know what I mean?
And I think it's a lot easier now since we won a ring with them. If we didn't win a ring with them, then they would definitely give him a contract. But the fact that we won last year and he got over his hump in the playoffs, then I could see that happening. I don't know. It's just sad overall because it's like, Jesus, man.
It is, and I think there was something to it of him holding onto the ball when he left the mound. I know somebody said in the post game that he's like, he just forgot. He forgot to give it to Roberts.
Yeah,
I think there was something.
I think there was something because the way he reacted in the post game, remember, he was like, "This could be it." Yeah, so I think he maybe just kept on it just in case.
I think he knows.
And then the Muncy thing is so frustrating because it's like
a freak accident.
And it's also in a meaningless game because what? The Giants won by like what? 10 runs?
Giants were up like 11-1 or something. Pitchers are hitting home runs.
It's just, I don't know. It doesn't sound good.
So he's out for the wild card and for sure the first NLDS, correct? There's a chance he could come back for the championship series.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. So I don't want to hear any excuses from we've been dealing with injuries all year. I don't want to hear any excuses from Giants fans saying, "Oh, we don't have Belt." Yeah, we don't have Muncy. Who had a better year than Muncy?
Hey, you know what, though? This is every team's facing right now. You look at the Braves.
Oh, I know.
They've been without.
I know. Without
Cunha.
Yeah.
You look at the Brewers now. Homeboy decided to drink too much, punch a wall in the clubhouse.
No, everyone deals with it. So there's no excuses.
It's a level playing field at this point. Everybody's missing a superstar somewhere, it seems.
Yep. So now we brought that up. Who plays first that game? Are we doing Pujols? Are we doing Belly? And then or maybe even Beatty? And then who's center? Taylor? Oh,
this is where the problem comes in. Now it gets tricky because I know we've said so many times, like, I'm not worried. We got so much depth. We got so much depth. This next guy up. But now it's getting tricky because I think some of the wrong key players got hurt. I mean, I honestly, at this point, as much as it worries me, you might have to go Bellinger at first.
Yeah, I think so too. Or since it's against Wainwright, you do Belly center and then Beatty first. That guy crushes righties.
Yeah. But then Taylor should be back though, right? Luck should be back.
Yeah, Taylor's so good in the playoffs too, though. I love his bat in the playoffs.
I like him in the playoffs too. He's clutch. He's clutch. I mean, you could put Pollock in center technically. I know he doesn't prefer it, but you could put him out there, and you could put Taylor in left. That's an option.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do.
I just don't know. As much as we love Teo Pujols, like, I don't know if we want him starting every game at first base. You know what I mean?
I know, man. Do you think since it's against the Cardinals, Roberts is going to play him? Start him.
Oh,
just because it's Cardinals. I mean, I don't know. You gotta throw the best guys out there. He hasn't been doing shit at all, right?
You gotta throw the best guys. That's the thing. I mean, you gotta throw the best guy. I don't see Robert starting him there right now. I think Pujols is prime to come off the bench. We need a big hit. He's gonna come through as a pinch hitter. That is his prime spot right now for this playoffs, in my opinion.
No, I agree, and it's a good guy to have in the clubhouse going in this playoffs.
Do you remember when the Dodgers had that pinch hitter, Almedo Sines, come off the bench?
That guy.
He was always good for like a home run.
Remember him? He's off Choi.
Yeah, that is Pujols' job right now, dude. Come off the bench. You're going to see 3 pitches, maybe 4 pitches. We need a big hit from you. I think that is his role right now.
Give out hugs.
Yep.
Another thing we have to talk about,
keep the bench hyped.
You know, the thing we have to talk about, how about fucking Trey Turner, bro? The case, he just is he NL MVP now?
In my opinion, hands down, he has to be NL MVP. In my opinion, he is. He's leading the league in average, he's leading the league in base hits, he's got a ton of stolen bases.
Yeah, he leads the league in stolen bases too.
His defensive percentage fielding errors is off the charts. Dude, the guy, he's the best player in the
National League. Who else would we say? Tatis or Harper? But I mean,
they're saying Tatis. I think Tatis had too many injuries. He didn't play enough. I mean, I think I looked this morning. What is it? Turner has 60 more hits than Tatis does.
Jeez.
60 more hits in the season. Granted, Tatis was hurt.
Was hurt. I don't see him. I mean, I hope he wins too. Could you imagine if we traded for the Cy Young and MVP?
It'll be the first time in history, if I'm not mistaken. I think I heard that stat. It'll be the first time in history that the same team has a Cy Young and an MVP, and neither player started the season with them.
It's crazy, man.
That's impressive. That's impressive. In two cities, man. Two different coasts.
It's insane, man. What a trade at the deadline.
I know. It could go down as one of the greatest trades. If we can win this World Series, this off this year, it might be one of the greatest trades.
What'd Robert say? He says, I don't care how we get there, but we're playing one game this way, we're going to be in the World Series. I like Robert.
Exactly. Confident. Exactly. I still firmly, strongly believe we get to the World Series. I still very strongly believe that. I do not think the Giants can hang with us for 5 games. I wish we faced the Giants for 7 games. I don't think the Giants can play a 7-game series against anybody right now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're going to get them for 5 games after we beat the Cardinals. But I still think that we have a great path to the World Series.
Of course.
I'm not worried about the Braves. We just saw what we can do. We're a little bit worried about the Brewers.
Oh, yeah. Well, true. But, maybe Braves could upset them.
That'd be great. That'd be great if they could. I just don't see it. I don't think the Braves are very strong. I think the Braves' chance was last year. Last year was the Braves' year.
Yeah, they're up 3-1. That was their year. That's Atlanta sports, bro. They always
exactly. They know how to do that. They know how to blow leads.
Sunday turned out to be not that because there were so many like things that could have happened, like playoff games today. This and all.
Nothing moved. Nothing changed.
Nothing moved.
Seattle blew it. Seattle blew it to the Angels.
Yeah.
The Nationals gave up the lead to the Red Sox. Toronto did what they needed to do. The Yankees won it in walk off.
MLB
is like, oh, come on.
You know MLB is loving this though. Yankees, Red Sox, dude. That's amazing. That is amazing.
And actually, you know what's funny? I think it's. The MLB needed that. They needed that in the one game winner take all, wild card rivalry game. Doesn't matter who wins that game. I think they're about to walk into a buzzsaw.
They're going into Tampa. Tampa. I agree. I'm still sticking to Tampa making it on that side. So do you think so?
I think Tampa's the play, but I'm just going to say, and I hate to say
Astros, it. You're right.
Out for the Astros. Just watch out for them. I hope they lose to the White Sox. I hope they get swept too.
Is that going to happen? There's no way it's going to happen. That's not going to happen. Be careful.
They know how to play postseason baseball. They have, in my opinion, maybe one of the top 5 greatest managers of all time. As much as I don't like the guy because he was a Giants manager forever, I think Dusty – he might be a baseball encyclopedia. That man knows more baseball.
I feel you, bro. I was thinking that too. You're right. I could see them definitely be the White Sox, don't you? Like we said, that White Sox, they're in a bad division. I mean, that hell of a year.
Dude, the White Sox clinched like a month ago, I feel like. It feels like a month ago because, dude, nobody.
Twins are horrible. Royals are horrible.
Twins, Cleveland, Royals. Detroit.
It must be
somebody
nice.
Put up a fight.
We went 106 games. We came and win our division. Fucking
dude, I want to know what were their records? Did every single team in that division have a losing record except for the White Sox? Yes, they did. Cleveland was second place, 80-82. Detroit 77-85, 74-88, 73-89. That division is terrible. Chicago, sorry, you're done.
They're done. Yeah,
you're done.
La Russa against. Baker's pretty good though. I like that. Too old school.
Yeah. I actually preferred. I was saying this the other day to a buddy of mine. I actually wish it could have been instead of Yankees Red Sox. I know everybody wants to see that. Yeah. I actually think
Blue Jays Mariners
game would have been Blue Jays Mariners. Yeah. I actually think that would have been the better game.
I agree.
Young superstars. Yeah. You have some
Blue Jays and Mariners
Toronto that are they're going to be phenomenal.
Oh, but their future looking both those teams' futures are looking pretty good.
Because I mean, that's what the ML, that's what the MVP race is on the AL side. It's Ohtani versus Vladdy, right?
Yep.
Vladdy's
got. I think you got it. Ohtani's going to get it right, obviously.
Hands down, Ohtani's going to get it. But I think Vladdy put up a great fight.
He did, but it's going to be unanimous for Ohtani with the pitching and the hitting.
He might be the best player in baseball. He's the best athlete.
He'll be on the Yankees soon. He'll be on the Yankees soon, right?
Yeah. So what are we doing Wednesday? Where are we going? Where are we watching this game?
So our listeners, the Robinsons are yard, whatever, man. We have to do a live stream, maybe like a dog.
Robinsons are yard. All right. We'll talk about Robinsons. I've heard they're having some patio issues.
Yeah. So yard, we could, more people
filling that giant pothole right under our table that we had to shove with coasters to make it stop wobbling.
What happened to
your construction?
If we go and they lose that yard, is yard a curse?
We're gonna burn the place down.
We'll figure it out. People better show up. I mean, what else do we gotta say? We're gonna win, right?
We're gonna win by the next pod. By the next pod, we'll have won,
be discussing the series we'll be against the Giants. Yeah, exactly. And that's NLDS all.
NLDS preview.
That's it, man. That's all Dodgers. What else? Yeah, they led the league in attendance again. Mookie, highest jersey sales.
We had 3 Dodgers in the top 10 jersey sales.
How many? You've been buying a bunch or what?
Yeah, I've got Bellinger away, Bellinger home, Bellinger spring training. I got the Bellinger practice one.
All Bellinger, right?
I even wanted to buy that ball girl who tackled the fan down first base.
Oh, I got her jersey too. Dude, that was unbelievable. All right, let's obviously this is a Dodgers podcast, but we are also a huge football podcast. Let's start NFL.
Big weekend.
What do you think of week 4, man?
I think
where do you want to start? 4? Let's start with the goal.
I think we start where media has been on, you know, whose jock they've been on since the schedule came out.
Yeah.
This whole entire, we knew it was going to be a good game. We knew both the coach and Brady, Belichick, Kraft, Arians, everybody wanted to win that game and was going to plan for this game. But what I'm over is the media building this drama that does not exist.
There's no drama
between Belichick and Brady. Just let it go. The media needed a story. They built this whole entire BS up.
There's 20 years together and 6 rings. There's no drama. Dude,
Kraft was hugging him before the game in the locker
room. I love the fans showed Kraft up there cheering
crying.
For him.
Yeah. The fans were cheering for
and
him.
And then I love how the game
signs out
when
there,
the game started,
you,
they start booing. I love that when they start booing, not him, but just booing the when he was running out of the field. That's good. It was good.
What's his name? Josh, the OC, he came and hugged them and everything.
And he was talking to every player after. Dude, they all love Brady. He's always been class act. I mean, there's nothing.
I'm just bummed about the Gronk. That Gronk.
I know. It hurt.
Didn't get to.
I know. I agree, bro. That game overall was kind of. Mac Jones, I think if you're a pass fan, Mac Jones, it looks good, right?
I think Mac Jones is solid. I think he looked I think during a lot of points in that game, he looked better than Brady.
Yeah, he did.
Brady. And I don't think Brady beat the Patriots. I think Belichick have outsmarted them in the field goal.
What was that fourth? How do you not go for it? Because even if you make the field goal, you get the ball back to Brady with 56 seconds left and 2 timeouts.
Exactly. We saw what Aaron Rodgers did last Sunday with 36 seconds and no timeouts. So
I didn't get that. You go for fourth, you go for the win, then you try. I don't know. Belichick, that was weird on Belichick. So yeah, that game was a little. I'm glad Brady got the win, aren't you?
Yeah. That's good. I just don't think the game lived up to the hype, I guess, is what.
Do any of these games ever?
No, that's true. That's a good point.
The hype is
a great point.
What else happened? Broncos, who they were, we thought they were. Good call on that.
Broncos, that was one of my leans. The Ravens getting one. I thought was a great play. Our survivor, we're both still alive because we're
still
Bills,
alive.
40-0.
Exactly.
Wow.
Another lean that you had. We went against 2-3-0 teams that haven't played great teams.
Cowboys? Carolina and Cowboys. I took the Cowboys. I thought the Cowboys were for real. I like the Cowboys. They look good.
That was good. Do I think Carolina and Broncos are bad teams? No, but I mean, a little overhyped for being 3-0. They're not
correct.
I don't think they're playoff teams, do you remember? We don't think so, right?
Not at all. Yours was huge, though. You had an undefeated. You had you went against the Rams with another undefeated in the Cardinals.
Because the only reason, because we talked that Sunday, we said, dude, McVay's running up and down the field like this is a Super Bowl. He wanted like to
he
beat.
He just won the Super Bowl.
And then they have Seahawks this Thursday. They're looking ahead to that.
Yeah. I'll give a lean on that one, but
I know. What do you think of the Cardinals? Are the only undefeated after tonight? They're going to be the only undefeated because I don't, unless Raiders come back, they might.
I don't think the Raiders are coming back, but the Cardinals look good, man. The Cardinals look good, and I did not think they were going to be good. If we jump back to the preseason, and I said the Cardinals might finish fourth place in that division
because that division's so good,
I was wrong. But we kind of knew that too because this division, they're all going to beat the hell out of each other. It's going to be impossible to predict who comes out of this division.
Oh, I know, because watch, Cardinals are going to – Rams are going to beat Cardinals probably in Arizona, and then whoever wins Thursday, I think they all just keep splitting. Niners are the odd man out now because
– Well, Niners got Cardinals this weekend, this coming weekend, so it's – everybody in the division is playing because you got Thursday night, you got Rams at Seattle, I believe.
Yeah,
Rams at Seattle.
Yep.
Rams are a 1.5-point favorite, and then you also have –
Our cards at Rams – our Niners –
At Niners.
Oh, Niners might be our play this week, bro. Niners might be the play, dude. Everyone's it might be.
You're right. I'm with you on that one. Let me see what the spread is real quick on that. It is it's Niners at Cardinals.
Okay.
Cardinals are 5.5-point favorites. 5.5 points.
That's a little inflated. Imagine before the year it had to be 2 or 3. It's 5 now.
You're right. There are some good games coming up, but I mean this coming weekend, but we're not done with last week.
Steelers. Oh man, I don't know if Steelers. I can ever take Big Ben again. I can't take him again. He looks done. He's done.
I think the Steelers are done, dude. The Steelers,
are they done because of him, or is he holding him back right now? I think so.
I don't think the offensive line is that good either.
True.
I don't think the offensive line is good. I don't think they give him enough time to pass. Because dude, let's face it, he has a stable of wide receivers.
Yeah,
he's got Washington, he's got Johnson. He's got Juju, he's got Claypool, he's got guys all over the place that can catch the ball.
Yep.
I think Najee Harris is a legit running back. I think he's going to have a fantastic career if he can avoid injuries.
Yeah,
the offensive line does not give him enough time,
and he can't move as fast anymore. So
in the pocket, he's just not the same.
He's
too stiff. I think he's been injured and just knocked down and beat down so many times. I think his body has just given up on him, and it's sad because he was a phenomenal quarterback.
Two rings, right? Yeah, two rings. One of the years there, that defense was unreal with Bettis and all that. But still, yeah, he has two.
I think
they beat the Cardinals and then they beat the Seahawks. Yeah.
Did they beat the Seahawks? No.
Hasselbeck, remember? I think they beat Hasselbeck.
You might be right. Oh, so we're going back.
We're going way back.
They lost to Green Bay, right?
Yep.
They lost to Green Bay, so they went to 3.
Yeah.
Paul Amalo was a madman in that
season. How about Green Bay? Do you remember after they lost the first week and now they're 3-0? Rodgers is cruising. He's cruising.
Dude, I'll tell you what I'm super excited for. I am beyond excited for the NFC playoffs. I think that is going to be your wild card teams are going to be possibly 11-6, 12-5, I think.
Yeah.
Dude, I think the Cowboys are for real. I think the Bucks are for real. The Packers are for real. Dude. And then you still got these four teams out west.
NFC's that are all for real. I know you're right, dude. You're right. There's some upset.
Lit.
Dude, how about the Jets and Giants both win on the same weekend? Unbelievable, bro. Thank God we didn't go against some Survivor because some Survivor leagues I'm in, there's a lot of people who were out this week. They took Saints. Man, yeah, Saints were -9
against the Titans. I think the Saints are they're literally week to week. I can't figure out the Saints. I don't think the Saints are a good football team. I don't think we said Crab Legs is going to throw picks. He's gonna have look at MVP 1 week. He's gonna throw picks the next week. Next week
everyone's gonna go against them. But I watch Winston have a huge game. Who are they playing?
Saints at Washington, Saints -1.
Oh, God. I think Saints might be a good play in that deal.
Give me Washington getting a point.
Maybe. Home. Well, it depends what kind of Jameis game we get, bro.
Battle of the 2-2s. Well, let's see. He just lost, so watch. He's going to go off next week, so maybe that's the play. Just go against him every other week.
How about – I know Fields played the Lions, but, hey, good. Fields looked all right.
I think Fields is going to be solid. Here's the problem with Chicago, dude, that Nagy. Get out of town, bro.
He's doing what he says as long as he's
out of town.
I know. He's still saying if he's healthy, Dalton's a quarterback. It's like, dude, oh my God. You crazy, bro.
You screwed Trubisky.
Yeah, he really now did.
You're gonna screw Fields. No, dude. You need to build an offense around Fields. Easier said than
nice,
done,
I guess. Like,
NFL coaches, but
nice bounce back for the Chiefs. Obviously, that should have been our lock. Those guys, dude, Tyreek Hill, what, he had three TDs. Eagles aren't good. But.
See, I was gonna go the other way. I actually think the Eagles are decent. I don't think they're good. I don't think they're terrible. I think they're decent. I think the Eagles did do one thing though. They exposed the Chiefs secondary, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of holes in the Chiefs secondary that teams are going to take advantage of, and that is why a little preview to action at the urinal. I don't know if it's a lock, but I do love the Bills. They're playing the Chiefs this coming Sunday.
Is that at KC?
It's at KC. I think Josh Allen is going to light that Chiefs secondary up.
Dude, give me the over.
Forecast.
They're gonna keep going. Yeah, I think Bills might be a good play too.
Forecast preview.
What else we got?
Great NFL Sunday. I mean, there's a little bit of everything. You had some upsets. You had some dogs winning. You had some great matchups.
The only thing I would say, I know we talked about the last part. I was like, afternoon games look amazing, and they all kind of turn out to be kind of shitty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're all kind of blowouts, right?
Well, the Seahawks Niners one wasn't too bad.
It was all right.
Only because I think when Trey Lance came in the game, I don't think the Niners really had a chance. That's a rough way to enter a game there against Seahawks. But yeah, dude. I mean,
oh, and we're giving lives. Raiders just scored. Hunter Renfro.
Raiders did score. Yep.
Your boy.
21-7.
Your boy Renfro. What else? Okay, should we get into college, man?
We'll dabble a little in college. A
little bit. Oregon lost their that's bad.
And have you seen that there was a stat that Stanford has now beaten Oregon when Oregon is a top 10 team, Stanford has now beaten them the last three times or something ridiculous like that.
I wish it would have Oregon
three times as a top 10 team now in the past like 6 or 7 years.
Damn it. And how about Georgia, man? That team is – they're the best team in right now, right? Or I know Alabama put up a – yeah, Georgia or Alabama.
I think Georgia is the best team in the nation. I think they're going to face each other in the SEC championship game.
It's going to be a hell of a game.
I think Georgia's going to win, and Bama's still going to advance as a one-loss team.
They're both going to be in it, right? Yep, yeah. Of course.
They're both going to be in it.
I'm never taking Badgers again. That's
Wisconsin.
Hey, Louisiana Tech, I told you, dude. NC State, that was their Super Bowl the last week. Yep. Louisiana Tech.
That was a good call.
What else? Cincy, I'm sorry about you, Notre Dame, bro, but that line was fishy. You knew that. You knew it was.
Had to happen sooner or later.
How'd your bet of the year go?
Not good.
Not good.
Thanks for asking.
Not good.
So I did go this weekend. I went 2-3-1. I had the push. Buffalo was a push.
I went 2-3 as well. So our first kind of not terrible weekend, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, Buffalo was a push for me. My lock of the century was the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. They did not look good. Michigan State kind of rolled them. My Georgia Southern was -1.5 against Arkansas State. They rolled.
There you go.
Rolled.
Odds one. Nice.
Then the Kentucky. I had the Kentucky getting 7.5. They won outright.
Dude, I saw that. I was going to text you on that. My Ole Miss over. Dude, that's Bam. I was like, once I started watching, I was like, well, this over has no chance. Bama's Ole Miss. Oh, man.
Yeah. I think moving forward, I'm learning a few things. You got to learn as the season goes and adjust. I'm done with the Big Ten. Done with the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I think the Big Ten is garbage football.
I'm done with you.
Done. You guys are garbage. Wisconsin, done. Northwestern, you let me down. Nebraska, you are garbage. Michigan State, you just beat me. However, speaking of Big Ten, game of the week this weekend, Penn State versus Iowa. That might have to be the last one we take.
We might, maybe we'll pick that one. USC won, right?
I'll give it an exception.
Dude, UCLA. USC looks good against Colorado. Oh, my God. UCLA.
I don't want to talk about it. You know what? We were supposed to have a guest on this show. My buddy, a good friend of mine, Jason Buttress, a lot of people know out there, local Burbank legend. Diehard UCLA fan. We were going to get him on the show. he texted me this morning saying, I don't want to talk about UCLA. I don't want to talk about it. That's how bad it was. I was like, all right. So we're going to try to get him on for, I told him we'll get him on for a UCLA USC preview.
There you go.
November.
There you go.
And his response was, let me see how the rest of the season goes. Maybe.
Gosh, they had started off the year so strong and now we're just going back to.
I know. Dropping those games. I mean.
UCLA, big hurts. Win. Not big win, but what? Colorado sucks, right?
Colorado's decent, but we know this. I'm telling you, these are the trends. You find some of these trends. USC, so much better on the road. USC at home, garbage.
I know. Here's the thing about college, man. I love all the games and all the madness and the fans, but you already know who's going to be in the – you know what I mean? We just said, yeah. Georgia and Bama are going to be there. It's always the same teams. Obviously, this year it's not going to be Clemson. So it might be Cincy this year, or I don't know, but they'll get crushed.
You know, watch out for Iowa. Iowa or Penn State, the winner of that game sets up nicely.
I know, but do you think they have any chance? You think they have any chance against Bama or Georgia, dude? Come on.
Iowa's defense is solid. I just don't know if they can beat Georgia. To me, Georgia is the number one team in the country. I said it preseason before the season started. Yeah. I think Georgia is just
and we won that first week. Good. Remember, we took them against LSU.
Clemson.
Oh my,
they played Clemson.
Oh, Clemson. There you go, Clemson. I wish we. Oh man,
yeah, they were a 3-point underdog.
I know, unbelievable.
But I mean, you know what? You're right. We know who's gonna make it, but I'm just breaking it down to the micro level here because I'm looking at the Pac-12 standings right here. I'm being a Pac-12 guy. We're on the West Coast here. I'm going to love watching these late night Pac-12 games just for shits and giggles.
Well, that's why I'm upset Oregon lost, man, because they had a chance to be.
Before the season started, what if I told you that Oregon State was in first place for the Pac-12 North? You would have thought I was on something, right? Oregon State's in first place in the Pac-12 North right now, followed by Stanford, who UCLA beat.
Yeah, we beat them, and then we can't beat. Well, Arizona State's actually not bad, obviously.
Arizona State's solid, and it's funny. Look at who's in second place in the South is Utah, and Utah's 2-2, 1-0 in the Pac-12. But there's still so much time. UCLA at 1-1 right now. They're currently in fourth place in the Pac-12 South.
Yeah,
they could easily still win the division.
You're right.
You know, they just need some help. ASU needs to lose a couple games, and UCLA kind of needs to win out because now they don't have that tiebreaker against ASU. But it's not impossible.
Yeah, still a long way to go. But we already knew who's going to be in it. But whatever, maybe not. Maybe with some upset will happen. Who knows?
We'll see.
We forgot to bring up. Well, he's part of NFL on colleges, dude. Urban Meyer, your boy was getting after
everything, dude.
Your boy was getting after. I love it, bro.
Sorry, I am all over this story. You know what it was, and here's it is. We had Oscar Vallejo Jr. on last week, and he was saying a rumor is. Urban Meyer's just out of the S, but it's okay. But rumor is Urban Meyer, dude. And I think it's happening, dude. I think we are watching the demise of Urban Meyer in Jacksonville specifically so it can come here. Dude, the guy has a pattern, dude. He has a pattern of behavior like this he wants out of a situation. Did it in Florida. Did it in Ohio State. He's going to do this, dude. He's going to self-destruct so he can get out of Jacksonville and then be like, hey, USC, I'm available. Come call me.
Yeah.
The only thing that surprised me is that partying was happening in Columbus, Ohio. If he was smart, he should have done that partying here in Southern California. So he was just closer.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, this is why going back to I was listening to some sports show. I was like, why do these guys ever leave for the NFL? You are gods. You are gods. Yes.
I was listening to the same thing, I think.
Yeah, I think we listened to the same thing. I forget who it was, but it's like, I totally agree with whoever said that. It's like, how? Why leave? You're a god, right? Yeah.
You are a god on that campus. You just recruit year-round. And if you were probably watching the same thing where they said, you could break all the rules at that college, and they still think you're a god. If you win, you could get fired
and then go to
university, go to another school and instantly be a god there
because you start winning. Exactly. I know. Oh, man, what show was
that? How many places has Calipari in for Kentucky been a god at? How many violations has he
broken along the way?
You know what I mean? Why go to the NFL?
Like Saban, he went to the NFL. He failed. Look at him now. I mean, it's like.
Dude, and did you hear? Same thing with Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly went to the NFL, failed.
Yeah, I mean, and UCLA is better. I mean, he who knows? Yeah.
Did you hear the rumor though? The rumor was who was it? It was Day, the coach at Ohio State, was mm-hmm. saying that he talked to Urban Meyer, and Urban Meyer told him that in the NFL, it's like playing Alabama every single week.
Do you know that? Yeah, that's why he's definitely out, bro. What are the odds on that in Bovada? That's what, right? We'll see.
I'm looking it up right now. We were, you're probably watching, was it Speak for Yourself with Marcellus and?
Yes, there you go. There you go. I think so. Marcellus, it was on today, right? Yeah. I thought you were going to say that for a second because I was like, I don't watch that. And I don't watch the one with Bayless. But yeah, Marcellus. Okay, I watch Marcellus. Yeah. I watch Marcellus. That guy's good.
I think he's going to be the USC football coach by a long shot, maybe by the end of this month. But I think he's going to be the USC football coach, but maybe by the end of the year.
And what, I mean, the
Acho, Emmanuel another Acho, thing, how linebacker
do,
for
Texas. How do you think of a press conference for going out to a bar? The only person he should be apologized to is his wife. Like, what did he do wrong? I don't know, man. It's like this day and age, though. Like, you just have to give a press conference. I'm sorry for being out. I apologize.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think because he wanted it. He wanted to get caught. He wants the cameras to be like, look, this isn't working with me in Jacksonville. I want out. He wants the divorce, dude. He wants the divorce from the NFL already.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is like, great. I should have stayed at, or did he have, could he have stayed one more year?
I thought he could have actually.
No, I mean, I don't blame him. Obviously, he was a first round pick no matter what, but
yeah, get the money now before you injure yourself, I guess, is the play, you know?
It's just almost being better picked late in the round because you get on a better squad.
Yep.
Or these guys that Zach Wilson and Lawrence are like, great, we're
on the worst team. Seriously. Oh, man.
All right, that's a lot of football talk. But the main thing is right now we are in Dodgers playoff mode. I know we're football guys, obviously, but Dodgers all the way. I'm scared. Dodger I'm nervous, mode. Bro. Are you nervous?
I mean, honestly, here's the thing. You know what? Hockey has started. I can't even think about the Kings right now.
Lakers preseason started. I can't think about it.
Before the playoffs are even over, I can't think about the Lakers right now.
Nope. This is Dodgers, man. And, oh, I'm nervous. Well, let's go. What's the score going to be?
I'm going with 7-1 Dodgers. That's what I'm going with.
Like a statement win. I think
7-1. We're going to hit some long balls, and I think Scherzer's going to shut them down. They might pick off a run.
Okay, in the
seventh or eighth inning.
So you do. You were just nervous. You were saying you wouldn't. So you do agree Scherzer's going to dominate. You were just saying.
I do agree. I'm nervous. I'm just saying that if. That could be an argument. That could be a talking point. Do you go yours? Do you go Scherzer?
Yeah.
I'm saying I'm living and dying with Scherzer right now. I got faith in him. I believe in him. That's where I'm going. Can't turn my back on him now.
Well, we'll discuss it on Thursday, right? We'll give out our actual, you know, picks. And we'll discuss the NLDS, man, which is crazy. I wish, like we talked about, this year has to be NLCS should have been Dodgers, right?
Mm-hmm. I know. It would have been nice.
Well, it's just
here's the other thing. Really super quick on that, because we've seen this happen in the past before. I want to say it was like 2004, 2005. Uh-huh. It's happened a bunch of times where a team has a long layoff. They're hot, and then they have a long layoff, and they come out ice cold. The Dodgers beat St. Louis because, you know, the Dodgers got to get up for this in the next day. If they beat St. Louis on Wednesday, they got the momentum. The Giants have 5 days off.
I know.
I would take the Dodgers to win.
And I love it. Our offense right now is on fire, dude. I hate that we had two days off because that's how on fire we are. But
I know. At least we get a game in. At least we get a game in with the Cardinals. True. Take the Dodgers in game one against the Giants. That might be the play.
And Buehler's last two starts, he's looking like he's had a hell of a year, but I'm just saying though, the last two starts, he's in playoff mode. Oh man. Oh, Dodgers game one for sure.
Be careful, Giants. You got 5 days off.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. All right, man.
We'll discuss. See you at Yards or Robinson. We'll send out a notification where we're at.
Oscar better be there.
Oh, you see, he did our podcast. Oh, yeah. And he fled the country. Did you see?
I know, right? What the heck?
He's like in El Salvador or something. What the heck? Come on, Oscar. You better get back here in time. He just didn't want to see his Raiders get lit up tonight. That's why he left.
That's why. And oh no, SC won. All right, never mind. All right, later, bro.
All right, we're out.